He certainly took advice from Brahmanas, who were faithful devotees of the Lord, and thus he ruled the planet Earth without difficulty. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktaran yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim richati. People are very much anxious to live in peace and prosperity in this material world. And here in Bhagavad Gita, the peace formula is given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone should understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the ultimate proprietor of all the planets and is therefore the enjoyer of all activities, political, social, cultural, religious, economic, and so on. The Lord has given perfect advice in Bhagavad Gita. And Ambarish Maharaj, as the ideal executive head, ruled the entire world as a Vaishnava, taking advice from Vaishnava Brahmanas. The Shastras enjoin that even though a Brahmana may be well-versed in the occupational Brahminical duties and may be very learned in Vedic knowledge, he cannot give advice as a guru until he is a Vaishnava. Shat karma niparno vipro mantra tanta visharada abhaishnavo garo nasyad vaishnava svapachak. Therefore, as indicated here by the words Tannishta Vipra Bihita, Maharaj Ambarish took advice from Brahmanas who were pure devotees of the Lord. For ordinary Brahmanas who are merely learned scholars or experts in performing ritualistic ceremonies are not competent to give advice. In modern times, there are legislative assemblies whose members are authorized to make laws for the welfare of the state. But according to this description of the kingdom of Maharaj Ambarish, the country or world should be ruled by a chief executive whose advisors are all devotee brahmanas. Such advisors or members of the legislative assembly should not be professional politicians, nor should they be selected by ignorant public. Rather, they should be appointed by the king. When the king, the executive head of state, is a devotee and he follows the instructions of devotee brahmanas in ruling the country, everyone will be peaceful and prosperous. When the king and his advisors are perfect devotees, nothing can be wrong in a state. All the citizens should become devotees of the Lord, then their good character will automatically follow. Yas yasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvar gunais tatra samasate suraha rava bhakta shikato mahat guna mano ratena sati dhavato bahi. One who has unflinching devotion for the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods. But one who is not devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attracted by the glaring material energy. Fifth Canto, 18, chapter 12, verse. Citizens under the guidance of a Krishna-conscious king will become devotees, and then there will be no need to enact new laws every day to reform the way of life in the state. If the citizens are trained to become devotees, they will automatically become peaceful and honest. And if they are guided by a devoted king, advised by devotees, the state will not be in the material world, but in the spiritual world. All the states of the world should therefore follow the ideal or of the rule or administration of Maharaj Ambarish, as described here. Omagyana timarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakunamalitangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Jaina Bhutale, Vayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Didati Sapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaiti Gadadhar, Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Evaṁ siddha karma kalāpam atmanā pare dijajye bhagavat yathokṣaje sarvātma bhāvam vidudān mahīmā sanīṣṭa viprā vihita sasāsaha. In performing his prescribed duties as king, Maharaj Ambarish always offered the results of his royal activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is the enjoyer of everything and is beyond the perception of material senses. He certainly took advice from his brahmanas, who were faithful devotees of the Lord, and thus he ruled the planet Earth without difficulty. So one of the words of this verse, a few interesting words here, many. Adhoksaja, Savai Pungsam, that famous verse, Adhoksaja, Bhagavat, from the first canto, beyond, he says, Adhoksaja. And then I noticed this word Mahim, anyone who's stayed in Bombay for some time know there's a place, Mahim. I don't know if that place is considered a representative of the Earth planet. At one time, I'm sure it was a nice place. But when you go by over the train or in any way, shape, or form, of course, it's many years, I'm sure it's improved. But the stench is actually very memorable, unfortunately. So may be symbolic of how the Earth has become and is gradually becoming the Mahim. Without the direction of such brahmanas, we could see that Sanatana Goswami, he was appointed as minister of that Nawab Hussain Shah. And when he couldn't bear it any longer, the Nawab decided to go on a big campaign to conquer, you know, Orissa. Sanatana Goswami, he said, this is too much for me, I'm not going to... But he at least, somehow or other, he had become the advisor. So these are the type of persons that should be advising our leaders of society. Rather, they're blinded persons, andaya tandat upiniyamana. And the persons who are following are blind. Bhagavatam has so many descriptions. Prabhupada described many times Shvavid Varahoshtrakarai, that the general mass of people are assigned these various colorful names, dogs, hogs, camels, asses. And generally they elect someone who is also of this category, because this is what they're trained to do. In fact, there's a morning walk where some of the devotees are asking Prabhupada, how is it that no good man runs even? They don't run. Prabhupada said, why should a good man, if he's actually good, he'll think, why should I run for office? No one will listen to me. They're all hogs, dogs, camels, and asses anyway. You know, just say that sometimes it happens, a leader may become good and probably get assassinated pretty fast. Either by a disgruntled dog or maybe a disheartened hog. Or you can see the people in general. They don't have much intelligence, the whole Kali Yuga. So Maharaj Ambarish, he had this... also it's described all these kings like Prithu, and in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it was amazing to the sages that were asking Suta Goswami, how is it, they were wondering, how is it that Maharaj Parikshit, he gave up the sovereignty? First, they didn't know why he had done it. They didn't hear about the curse, that he was cursed. Remember, Maharaj Parikshit is hearing all this too. It's not just us. We're just eavesdropping over this conversation. Maharaj Parikshit is hearing about all these kings from Sukadev and onward, like that. So, but these sages, they were asking, how is it this Parashrayam, he was the shelter of all others, Maharaj Parikshit. And so many things were asked. Shivaya lokasya bhavaya bhutaye uttama shloka parashraya jana. That this king, he was so auspicious, and he did welfare work for everybody. But he didn't care at all for himself. Jivanti not martam. He only cared for the living life of everyone else. This was the description of the kings in the Bhagavatam. Ranti Dev, he was a king. Probably he's going to come up here at the end of the ninth canto, unless they've changed, edited that part out. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But Ranti Dev, he was so selfless. And even Ambarish Maharaj, he fasted for a whole year. After Durvasa Muni comes, which is pretty soon, the king and his wife, who they say was equal to the king, Ambarish, they were doing some fasting, especially on this Ekadasi Vrat. So just as he was about to break his fast, of course the story will unfold, to show how great he was. And continually throughout Bhagavatam, we see this dramatic contrast between the devotees and those who don't follow the devotional principles. And Durvasa Muni, he was a great mystic, brahmana, incarnation of Shiva, actually. But he was so irate and so envious of Ambarish Maharaj. And it's interesting to see his personality, how he was hounded by the Sudarshan Chakra and chased throughout the universe, had to take shelter of Vishnu. Wonderful story, showing the great glories of Maharaj Ambarish. And what happened, how Ambarish didn't even eat and for a whole year while he was being chased. He was fasting. It's wonderful. So here in Prabhupada quotes what he sometimes is known as the famous peace formula. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatamam shantim richati. Suhridam is one of the descriptions of that Krishna gives himself. This is the last verse of the fifth chapter of the Gita. Those who are interested in studying the important verses of Bhagavad Gita, this probably qualifies as definitely one of them. 529. And even it was printed as a separate sheet called the peace formula. Sometimes we give that out. If devotees chanting at a peace rally or something, we give that out. At the end, it says, Shantim Richati. You want to attain peace, you have to understand these things. Bhoktaram, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Sarvaloka Maheshram, he's the supreme real estate agent. He owns everything. And Suridam, Sarvabhutam, he's in the heart. And you find at the end of this story, near the end of the story, that when this Durvasa went to Vishnu to get shelter, Vishnu said, I'm sorry. You offended Ambarish Maharaj, you're going to have to go back there and surrender. And he stated some several verses that are very well known also. Sarvo Hridayo Maiham, Saranam Hridayam Taham. One of them is that the devotees, the sadhus, are in my heart. I am there in all their hearts as well. And they don't think of anything else but me. This is the qualification of Ambarish. So this Durvasa, he had a hard time with the Sudarshan Chakra. And Sudarshan Chakra is an important... Even though Vishnu has four signs, it is said that Krishna only uses his one thing, the chakra. The most important thing is that chakra. Because you see the chakra is on the top of every temple. And the chakra, the Sudarshan, it's seeing everything. It's Krishna's potency in this material world. Sudarshan. Darshan means to see. If we want to get darshan also of Krishna, then we'll have to understand the relationship of this Sudarshan chakra. Prahlad Maharaj, many times in his prayers, he describes this chakra vishishtam, that this chakra is nispijamanam pakasha. He says, I'm being cut down, smashed by this chakra. He gives himself as an example, as a fallen soul. By this, he's being cut down. Samsara chakra kadanar grasatang pranita. He says all living entities are devouring each other under the influence of the samsara chakra, the wheel of time. And the wheel of time is exacting, very clear. It knows. It sees. It's not a blind wheel. No, it's the opposite. It sees whatever we're doing, and is operating on our wishes, whatever desires we have. Sakarma bir, badha sakarma bir ushatam atengri mulam. Badha, we're being bound by our own karma, our own desires. So what we're going to see here is how the Maharaj Ambarish was so controlled, and being advised by these great personalities. Actually, he's a Raj Rishi and surrounded by other Brahma Rishis. Some of them are mentioned in the next few verses, like Gautama, and Vashishta, these great sages. So this is the problem with our leaders, as Prabhupada is describing here. They're not advised properly. You see them, they walk in, they buy hamburgers, and they make deals here and there. There's nothing, they're not really saintly. Sometimes they try to appear. Prabhupada says here, professional politicians. More things in this purport. The Lord has given perfect advice in Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj Ambarish, as the ideal executive head, ruled the entire world as a Vaishnav, taking advice from Vaishnav Brahmanas. Not ordinary Brahman. And Prabhupada finally quotes this verse. He also quoted it in Bhagavad Gita in the introduction, sat, somewhere in there. Sat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra Visharada means expert. He might be expert in mantra and tantra, but if he's not a Vaishnav, then his guruship is not very powerful. He took advice from Brahmins who were pure devotees of the Lord. For us, it's inconceivable that these advisors were great devotees. Nowadays, we have these kind of strange entities who lead the society, and we can't really relate to it. Tanishta viprabhita. So nishta means, this is one of the stages of devotional service, and it's a very high stage. Adoshadatata sadhu sangha. Rupa Goswami has given a very nice verse in for us, for our enlightenment. Adoshada, in the beginning one has faith. Adoshadatata sadhu sangha. He's losing faith in the material world. There's no happiness in the material world, as Prahlad Maharaj is describing the samsara chakra. It's not only that Durvasa was chased, burned, scorched by this, but we're all being scorched and beaten down by this chakra. So when someone has a little realization, he wants to escape, and by his sukriti, he takes shelter of the devotees. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha. Bhajana Kriya, he becomes initiated, and finally, gradually Anartha, Anartha Nivritti, he tries to give up his unwanted activities. But without establishing ourselves on these first stages, taking shelter of the devotees, as Ambarish Maharaj was described, that he was always doing, Vachangshi Vaikuntha Gunan Avarnane, he was speaking about Krishna in the association. Gatra Sangha, Sparshenga Sangama. Sparsha means he touched the devotees. He was always very intimate with devotees, not outside people. And furthermore, he was tasting prasad, tasting, smelling the aroma of the flowers offered in the temple, all the different various things. And Prabhupada has provided this. It was mentioned yesterday nicely in the class that Prabhupada has provided practically everything that Ambarish had there. And Prabhupada himself, practically, we can understand on the level of Ambarish Maharaj, all these great sadhus, great saints. And he spread it everywhere throughout the world. In fact, he gives a definition that a holy place is anywhere, it's not just in India, at Vrindavan or Mayapur, someplace like that. Wherever there is a temple of Krishna, and Prabhupada therefore was able to expand. Tirti Korvanti Tirtani Svanta Stena Gadavad. Wherever the great sage like Srila Prabhupada goes, he establishes sadhus. They establish the personality of God. They bring the personality of God. Govinda Bishram Sada Hridoy. That song is there by Narottam. Hridaya. That Govinda is in your heart. Wherever you go, you bring Govinda. He stays within the heart of the devotee. And furthermore, as exemplified by this story of Durvasa, he couldn't get shelter. Narottam says in that same song that Tomastani nahi aparadi. He could not counteract his aparad by even going to Vishnu in Vaikuntha. Tomastani aparadi nahi paritam. If one makes an aparad against such a person as Ambarish or Prahlad, anyone, any great devotee like that, he cannot be delivered. Haristane aparade, tava harinam, what is it? Tare harinam. If one makes an offense against Krishna, then one can chant the holy name. In fact, the verse is also given later on. Even, I think, Durvasa might even speak it. Tannama shuti matrena. What is it? That if one only speaks the name of Hari, he becomes purified. This is one of the verses in this story. It's a well-known that his nirmala, one becomes purified by taking the name of Hari. But still, if he offends such a great devotee as Ambarish, then he cannot be delivered. Unless, of course, devotee forgives, just like that Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj when offered any boon, all he asked was, just make sure my father is delivered also. And if I have to ask for anything, then take away all more my material desires. So we are looking toward these great personalities. We're trying to look away from the material world. The Prabhupada says it makes a very interesting pronouncement here in this purport also. He says, I noticed this, that the state will not be in the material world, but in the spiritual world. Visham porna shukayate. Kaivalyam narakayate, this Prabodhananda Saraswati, in ecstasy, especially he was in association of Mahaprabhu himself. Visham porna shukayate. Vidhi mahendra dishchakatayate. He's describing that even Lord Brahma, Shiva, all these supposedly great demigods, he's saying they're nothing more than tiny insects. That if one gets the, and he also saying, Kaivalyam Narakayate, this is what the ordinary Brahmins that are being described, they're after that, Kaivalyam, to simply to merge, give up their personalities, more or less suicide. But in a great exaltation, Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying, this is nothing more than hell. Kaivalyam Naraka, Narakayate, Tridashapura Kashapushayate. The cities, the places of the demigods themselves, they're nothing more than insects. How is he saying that? Yat karunya kataksha, by Bhavatam. Karunya kataksha means the ecstatic, merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If somehow this Sudarshan Chakra is another story. It's also seeing everything we're doing and cutting us down, whether we're a tiny microbe or ant or Lord Brahma himself, Lord Shiva, they couldn't do anything to help that Durvasa. But that same glance of mercy, if we get from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, then all ecstasy is there. Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam. He says himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all living entities can bathe in the cooling rays, the cooling ocean, anandamudivardhanam, the ever-expanding ocean of ecstatic bliss. Whereas this Sudarshan Chakra in the material world, as we understand, it can just torture us and kill us, burn us constantly, whether it's in the form of hunger, thirst, the burning sun itself, or any amount of material miseries. It doesn't only appear as scorching heat, it appears in so many ways to torture us. And so it depends. If we want to get the glance of Maya, then that's what will happen. If we get the glance of Maya, that is like the Sudarshan Chakra, and cutting us down, burning us. So this Durvasa Muni, he was puffed up, envious of the pure devotee. Just like these sages, when they address Sutta Goswami, they said, we understand that you're expert in all these shastras, everything, except some portions, chandasa, of the Vedas. So those some portions mean, these are the expert so-called Brahmins, sat, karma, nipano, vipra. These vipras, who are not qualified to give transcendental advice, they're simply absorbed in, just like the yogic Brahmins. They couldn't recognize Krishna also. It came directly there begging. They're only interested in chanting the mantras with correct pronunciation for fruit of activity. Tamimam pushpitam bhajam. Interested in the flowery verses of the Vedas just to get some material facility, whether it's here or on a higher planet. So they're disqualified according to this purport. And Prabhupada also quoted another famous verse from fifth canon. Yes, yasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Akinchana. The devotees are akinchan. Namo kinchanavitaya navitagunavitaya. Kunti Devi says, the one who is qualified, he is akinchana. Krishna is one who is enamored, janmaishvarya shuta shri, by his good birth, just like this Durvasa, or any of the mundane brahmanas that are being referred to here, janmaishvarya, because they have some opulence. Shuta, they have some memorized learning, and maybe some good looks, who knows. But these things are simply some intoxication. One has to come to the platform, just like Ambarish Maharaj, of Akinchana Bhakta. Therefore, he has described Sarvarganas Tatra Samasate, all qualities of the demigods. And demigods are insignificant. Otherwise, Mano Ritanasati Davato Bahi. The very nice analogy is given of the mind being like the chariot and traveling on the external path of this material world. And if one is traveling on that path, then the Sudarshan, again, he is subjected to this Nispijamanu Pakasha, crushed by the Chakre Vishishta Upakasha. As Prahlad Maharaj mentions 3-4 times in his prayers about this Samsara Chakra Kadana. Samsara Chakra is in. I'm very much afraid of that, he says. I'm not afraid when I see Lord Nrisimhadev, although he is covered with the intestines of my own father, his teeth are very sharp, his nails are very sharp, he's roaring, all these aspects of Nrisimhadev. That I'm not afraid of. But trustosmi ham kipana vachadushaho, I'm afraid of this material energy. So many times he says, naivod vijay paradurajaya, vaitaranya. This vaitarani river, which is, we can understand. It may appear nice, and the nice thing is full of oil, or in the case of the Vaitarani River is also filled with pus and pieces of, who knows, dead bodies and stool and hellish. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is describing in pretty good detail this material world and why he's not attracted to it, but he's afraid of it. Doesn't want to be drawn into it. Gayana Mahamrita, Vachangcha Vaikuntha. He's Gayana Mahamrita Magnati. He's completely absorbed in the glories of Krishna. What are the glories of Krishna? Bhagavatam. If you read even one shloka, one half of shloka, or one word only, Bhagavatam is all nectar from beginning to end. We don't have to study Vedas and become puffed up brahmanas. The Bhagavatam is there for everyone. Stri Sudra Dija Bandhunam Trayana Shuti Gochara. Vyasadeva, seeing the condition in the Kali Yuga, he did Mahabharata, then he was chastised, and he did Bhagavatam. Anyone can read. Of course, those who are unfortunate, they don't want to. And Prabhupada went out of his way to translate each and every word, transliteration, purport. All the great Vaishnava Acharyas, he's utilized their comments also. So we're not bereft in any way. All the great personalities, this Ambarish Maharaj, one after another, every canto, Prahlad Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, whoever it is, in every canto is described. A great king, the Bharat Maharaj, he gave up everything. And Uttama Shloka Lalasa. By being just attracted to the Uttama Shloka, the great descriptions of Krishna. He's all Uttama Shloka. It's not that we have to invent any description or have a special talent. Oh, you just have to read the Bhagavatam. Hear it from others. It's Vidya Bhagavatavadi. Is the unlimited ocean of ecstasy. There's no beginning, no end. Bhagavatam. It is equal to Krishna. It is Krishna. In this age of Kali, Kalao Nashta Dishame, Puranako Dunoditam. It was asked, how is it, what do we do now? Krishna is gone. It seems like all knowledge, everything is gone. No. The Bhagavatam is risen. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also prepared so many books. One of them, he's taken all his some favorite verses describing Sambandabhideya Prayojana that Marichi, I think, did Pundarik. You prepared that book also, right? Marichi, Arka Marichi Mala, right? Yeah. So in that book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Sarup Damodar personally came to him and asked him to prepare that book, isn't it? So, can you just imagine Sarup Damodar, the most confidential servitor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and instructed him to make this book, describing the how the Bhagavatam manifesting in the Sambandhavideya Prayojana. All wonderful verses. So all we have to do is study it. Ourselves, we're insignificant. We could never do anything on our own. But these sages, they're coming. Durgame pati mandasa skalat padagatira mahu. We have to take the stick of their mercy. They want to beat us on the head, that's okay. You beat me, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you give me your mercy or you beat me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, padaratampa, you trample me down, don't appear before me, that's okay. I only accept the Bhagavatam. Other things, other outside Bhagavatam, of course we have our Jiva Goswamis, you know, there's all comments on Bhagavatam. Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita is nothing but more Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read it, so many shlokas, Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. So this is our mercy. This is our shelter. And so we may not have direct contact now, physically it appears, with Srila Prabhupada or anyone like that, but it's not true. It's there. He's there in these vani. And it's here, unfolding every day. All the time, just waiting for us. Krishna is waiting for us to turn to him. He's there standing, he's in the books. So this is the Bhagavad Vidhi. And also we have our two tracks. We have our Bhagavatam and we have person Bhagavatam, we have Krishna on the altar, Krishna in the heart. So many ways you cannot avoid. Otherwise we have these Sudarshan always looking at us, and the eight witnesses as described, even if you can't think of the Sudarshan, but you can think these eight, which probably gave this class in L.A. when I was there in 76, from the Ajamil story about the eight witnesses, how they're watching and everything, the wind, the directions, the sun, the moon, and the super soul. So either way, the Sudarshan is watching and controlling all of everything, cutting us down. Better to get the glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For that, we have to be ready. That was we should want. So, okay. Any comments? Microphone. We don't have anything now because all our leaders have gone to the spiritual world. There's a mic somewhere.
Okay, so I was doing yoga from books, and I've read the Bhagavad Gita also. My father gave me a copy of Bhagavad Gita when I was little. He had been serving in Japan and got a taste for Eastern philosophy. So I went to Prabhupada, can you teach me Raj Yoga from the Ashtanga, the Chakra Yoga, that means the king of yoga. So he showed me in what chapter? Six, is it? Not that one. Raja Guhyam, Raja Vidya. Nine. It is the yoga of kings. Raja, see, this is what the kings have practiced, yoga. Maharaj Yudhisthira and the they weren't sitting like this working on their chakras. They were organizing society to come back to Godhead. And then finally, Yogi Nama Pisar Vishan. The highest yoga is Bhakti Yoga. There's the first time I heard bhaja. Nobody understood that chapter. They read the whole sixth chapter and sitting on, you know why they sit on a deer skin? Keeps the bugs away. Snakes and bugs. Because they want to eat, they're looking for blood. So it's not, But they read all of that, and they don't read the last chapter. The Maharishi Mahesh Yoga, not to mention names. Maharishi, his edition of Bhagavad Gita is only up to the sixth chapter. Now, what he should have done, he should have taken off the last verse. Then he would have been okay. But he still has that Yogi Namapi. No, he should have done that. He was clever. But he has to put that in there. So, boom, where's the rest of the Gita? Yeah, they tweaked.
I'm not sure I heard you correctly, but did you say that Devasya was an incarnation of Shiva? Devasamuni? Yeah, he is. So if Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava, why is he so envious of another Vaishnava in this incarnation?
Well, that's the thing, he's partial incarnation. But, yeah. As a matter of fact, then why does he have to go to Shiva himself if he's partial? He goes to Shiva and Shiva says, I can't help you. I can't help you. So, but no, it's a fact. But I think when Atreya, Atri Muni was meditating on one leg and he wanted to have a son who would be like God, then all these three appeared. Soma, Dattatreya, and Durvasa. And they're all partial incarnations. Anyone else have a questions or? Okay, Hare Krishna.